revolving by the solar section of what's called a focus. And a focus by possible color, there really are three simonim. The sim peches, being on the table. Sim peches, of waiting after possible color. The sim in sag zain, which will be next one. The idea of having flesh gear pass or a milky pass. Sim peches, the goal of Chazara Kedakri is to go through the Sugi Bekitzer, Mechaber Amoah, Taz Roshach, the prescription Kiregir. And to start, we have three Mishnaisim in Kolobosar. Siv Aleph, we have bringing down two Mishnaisim. The one Mishnah that called Gimel Beis, that brings down all Bosar, you cannot put on top of a table together with vino there, except for the Bosar of Dogon and Chagovim, fish and grasshoppers. We have a second Mishnah that called Dal and Beis, that brings down a Machlikis Beisil Beishamai, the Geir to Oif. Beisil Paskin, it cannot be Ula and not be Nechel. Beishamai says it only cannot be Nechel. Come on, the Mishnah says, Omer Beisi Zu Bekul Beishamai. Now, I thought in the Geir Chazara, why bring down these words, saying this is Kul Beishamai? So that's the Gemara speaks out, why bring it down in the Mishnah for it? The Gemara says, Man Tanakama Beisi, and they begot to bring down the Tanakama was of Beisi, and they bring it down now, because Kolo Imer Dovashim Omer Yibbe Kul Yisrael. So in Chazara, I can't bring it, forget it out, can't cut, do it out, because Kolo Imer Dovashim Omer Yibbe Kul Yisrael. So who's the Tanakama of Mishnah? Is it Beisi? Mishnah's Mamshach said over here that this idea of not eating it, opening it on a table, is only geared to when you're eating there. Bring Mitzvah in the Shulchan, when you bring Mitzvah in the Lysa, and the Chashash, and Lysa, and Smotr. Come to the Mechaber over here in Sephala, brings down two different halachas. One halacha he says that a person, when he eats Bosa, Chayav, or Eif, halacha he cannot put on top of the same table over here, when he ate upon it, the case of the Vino. Why? He says the Mechaber, because the reason of you might come to eat it together. Now you have to realize that's what the Rambam, the Kambi Mora says, because then you might come to put on the Elfis Rishon. Elfis Rishon. And the second thing the Mechaber says, I got to keep on the same table, but we come to the side over here, and the Mice it's Mutter. Speaks out of the Taz, what is the reason over here? You cannot put on the same table. You might eat together. A gam is not istirais, so it's not derech bishul. But he says, what more comes out? Chai gam no bezin gzeil gzeiro. I might have said a different lashon, kulechal gzeiri, but the words of the Taz is chai gam no bezin gzeil gzeiro. Well, he speaks out of the shach. A gam the words of Muhammad, you cannot put upon the table eating milchiks, fleishiks, who the fakirat. If you're eating fleishiks, you cannot put upon the table over here the situation of milchiks. Now, what does the getter put at the top of the table? Come with the shach and gives the getter over here. First, he points out the essential is since people delay bedin in shimonei, people constantly eat bos and chalav they always have in the household here. This reason we need an extra chalko. The even goes up further and speaks out from the Ran. The case of bos and the velo, situation that people do not have around, we don't need to have that extra chalko over here of having something in between over here. Well, he says a third point. This idea, a gamafi shorosh shibayi, would make a nether. Should have a baya of needing a heck over here. He says from the Rosh, since you make a negative one against another, it must be nichol get a sainim, like achsanoim, to achsanoim, do not need a case of a hecker. He does have a kash of so, why be the case of chomets on Pesach, the maiso machmer? So you have two tirotsim. His first tirot is being down inside the chumma of chomets, but rather there's a chumma of chomets, and even a case of a hecker does not work. The swash boy is, because chomets is a mashu, the shafts of even one pure. One drop will go inside the other food over here. Inami has a second teretz over here. We show him a special chumra and lechem. Shall lechem yichya odom. And since we always have it all year round, a kamna on Pesach, this year we have a special achok over here, a pit arches chayim. Now come down over here, we have a chumra and chometz. I'm not clear in this first malach. Does it mean chometz, all chometz is? We adapt the chometz as lechem over here. So do not going to bring down this chumra over here to get the chometz. Maybe apply some anything, chometzik. Not have go lechem. Others being down the Choshocha people on the Sabbath, it's a Chumah Miuchad and Chometz that is Lechem. Each was it. Now, building upon this. No, that didn't mean that you cannot be on the same table. Yeah, no, yeah. But, yes, the Choshocha is pure Echot. But it's Tziruf together because it's Lechem also, but that's not Tziruf. That's the question. I mean, if you want to Machmah, you Machmah even a Machmah won't work. But the Choshocha is there, get in the case of Lechem. Now, people we spoke out, Lushio says, the 8th day of Pesach in this country, where the Americans keep 2 days, we don't. Can you go to their house and have your chometz on their table? So bread about you can't. Only that chometz take your shalom and have a fire take this side of the earth. Now the second tariff over here, he says, Alechem Yichodim, Divra Endof the Shach, it's a Divra, any lechem that's Isser, can have a pun on the table over here. And he goes to speak out, what's the example that Achrayim is saying? It's Chidush of Chai Kerem, must be a case of a Dereis over here. A case of Drabonon, like Chalas Chutzlorets, the Gemara says, the Maisa is a Chumri Yisera, nothing lechem upon it. So Maisa comes out, what does he get that cannot have something that's on the table? Number one, the case of the Gemara is Bosom Acholov. Kerem Moshach has a Chumra of even the lechem of Isser, which again is a case of Chidush of Chai Kerem. He spoke out, Lechura Pas Akum, if you let's say you mach for it. There, the Chorus Nechel Gela Chalas Chutzlars is no from over there. Let's say you mach on the case of Chodosh, guy next to you might have the case of Chodosh, and you mach on not to have Chodosh, because you hold the Chash to Raisa. The Chorus to eat next to that person speaks out of the Mushiroz, you have to have a heck over there. That's a classic example of Manzah, Lechem Shul Issa that you have in your house. Guy next to you, you need a case of Chodosh. Then you can have about what is about the Lechem, what's Cheerios, is that also possible with Kistin? If you have to have a heck of a person eats Cheerios, that he's being make, you hold the Mice the problem over here. A third gather was built upon him. We have the Pesach Tshuva. Someone might have done nothing or something, said a thing. Learned in the Inshimonai. The Yipop is far, but you also in the case of a hacker. Come on, Kibetim speaks out. The Maestro of Shem work is similar to the Sugi and Shabbos. The Shem works by Shem Yaka. The Maestro of Shem down the Gamelech. The Shem does not work. Come on, Pesach Tshuva brings down a case that we're discussing over here, having Melchiks on the table as Fleishiks. Let's say the candle over here is Melchiks. That means the candle is made out of Chemo. If you have a bayah, for example, a zuah will be very careful not to have a candle on the table over that smells like some chemo, because it might drip on top of your fleshiks over here. V'watin, says the base lachmi yudav hakert, the initial shimon, that's made for fleshiks, also be very careful not drip into the thing that melts on the table. Come with pre-Gadim, and he's machalik, what the situation is. If it's chemo, he said, echlami, it's a candle here that might melt, and then therefore, when you shake it, it'll splat all over, echlami, you have to worry about it. Mashenki wants to say, ner shimon, like a seal over here, it says, therefore it's no chash, the derech is, it only goes straight down, it will not splat all over, therefore you do not have to worry about it. Maisa then they get to us, first of all, I think with CSYs, you don't have a candles made out of fleshiks or milchiks, of chemo or shuman over here, but I don't think practically even if you do, I've never seen it ever fall on the table. Always supposed to find a cup, never splash all over the things over here. Sipes. We have the halacha over here of Mishnah Kavazayin, of Shulman Meal speaks out. This halacha of eating that you need to come at the same table, love after one person, even two people, let's say it's two oxen, one eating boss, one eating chalab, we're not chalishish. The nokshash will come to eat one from the other. On this halacha, Kamal bin Muhammad says 3 points. Number one, he said over here, two people that are mock each other, even though they're mock bit, but once they know each other, the halacha is that it will come along with machmer and you do need a hacker. That means come along with the tanashach and say the mashal is being makel, a cool by the mashal. Tam Shach say no, in this case, if the marker, I looked at to be marked, we need a hacker. What is the get of being marker? Come to Shach and says, you're not embarrassed one to eat from another. He spoke out of Chabura, and Chak Yevki says, this means kipashtis. That means you go over to your friend and take from his plate. Not that he offers you, you have to come and take from his plate. That means this halacha, by two people eating together, either very close friends or mishpacha. Otherwise, most people over here in the room are going to be very close to each other. Very, very schwach to say that a shash over here that you're going to bend over and take your friend's plate. I might do it to everyone over here because I'm friendly with everyone over here. I don't have this problem. But again, you have to look your personality over here. The shash, again, the get over here to the shash is that you're not misbiased to take from someone else's plate.
Stop saying get there, saying shash.
That is the definition of what together my kirim is. Shamus, that he says, they're not, it seems to be saying together, I guess, there's some opening down the solution, that's what makir means. Okay, we have get a makir, not makir. What is that definition? How much is a makir? I mean, let's ask the name, but not makir there. It's more term we spoke out, therefore, in the Arab flight, flights next to somebody on a flight, where there's 10 hours, you're not makir each other. Whether you want to say that two trays are two different tables or not, would not make a difference. First and next to you, before you're not being makir, therefore, we'll not have this chungo in the case of a hacker. Now, if you do, what is the eighth sign to make a hacker? What is the hacker? The Mechaber has 2 eighths over here. One, he says, each one eats on his own mapa, and his own tablecloth over here. But second eighth, he says, you put something in between, a case of pass in between over here. Now, speaks out of the Taz, he brings down, the Torah brings down the Ishrimim, that's one itself, one bill of one person's pain, a hacker to the Mice does not work over here. The Mice says, Taz and Shah pass with the Mechaber, not the Mechaber. The look is, either case, whether it's one itself or not, still a hacker works. Kelgarmoni speaks out what defines the definition of hacker, how to apply it practically. So number one, we have the hetches in the Mechaber case of pass. Says the Ramah, the case of pasta dafku, not eating from the pas. But let's say this pasta on the table, people eating it from it. So that's not a heker. But people eat from it. See, that's dafku on the table there. And the only reason why you have pasta on the table be a heker, because you're not eating from it. Eat from it is not a forget of heker. A second kinto, a cup that you drink from. He says over there, at least in his days, a cup that you drink from was not on the table. Sound like it was inside, somewhere else, was not on the table. Therefore, if it's on the table between the one and the other, if it is a heker, I got you drinking from it. Speaks out the shach from Beis Yosef, not like the Bach. That means Korba's man is there, will not be a case of a heker, but in those days it was a case of a heker. A third thing says, la bach and pasta the clean, but anything on the table, for example, like menorah, is definitely said of a heker. Now it speaks out the task, why is the menorah a heker before you need it upon the table? He said, because the derech is not to be there. What means the derech not to be there? Speaks out of shach, like during the day. During the day, you have none on the table, a can on the table, it's not long there, therefore, nichol niketa heker. That means the service you make clearly from the Ramah and the Shach, and Taz, the definition of heker is something that does not belong there. Something that is there and belongs there, and it does not seem to be strange over there, it's not in the category of heker. Therefore, in certain houses, put everything on the table is not in the category of heker. Depends what type of tour of the house you have over here, depends how many kids you have. So if it's during Echami, like menorah belongs there at night, it's there during the day, it is a heker. I mean, at the time that it's not belonging there, it is a heker. That speaks of the documentation brought down by the Taz, from the Sumahetra, this menorah has to be Gvoya Ktas, has some height to it. So the Ruch among the Achoyim, to all the Karens have to have Gvoya Ktas, well, the simple reason of the Machaber is that any heker of Meister works over here. But rather, when it comes up from, is a case of a Mapo, is Nichol get a heker, there's no height to it. Coming on more, he ends off with two more harchokas over here. I mean, one harchoka, we cannot eat in the same table, look at the fleshiks. Come on and said two more harchokas. Number one, he says to be very careful when a person has his cup on the table of here, and a person uses a heker, and people can drink the cup of here, make sure that you do not drink from the same cup. The one eating milkshakes and one eating fleshiks. What is the reason? Because it's fixed over here, the cup, when you eat some of the yeshamnus, they're eating bosser, be on the cup of here on the rim. The guy eating milkshakes will be the same thing. Now, come along, the one who's drinking or eating milk will have some shamanus and flechics inside his mouth. Number one, filled upon that, he says, Koshkin, you should also be very careful not to eat from the same mouth, past the same from the same bread. Shabbat and Zaloch will get to the next simon by Sibdal, not having the same bread, milk, and flechics over here. Kamal Gashach says, the ones we're worrying about is Isov, you drinking the same cup. It does not make a difference whether you're two Achsnoim, which is not in the case of Hecker, whether two Shulchamas. The law is you cannot drink from the same cup. That means practically, let's say you have a bottle and you drink from it for Fleishix. You want to use the same bottle for Milvix, you have to wash off the rim. I mean, not Rab Dafka when you and somebody else is sharing the same cup, but you are sharing the same cup with yourself, also you have the same problem there. When you eat Fleishix, some Shamanus goes around it, besides the backwash that goes inside the bottle. Also, you have the same problem, you have to wash off before you have a case of milchix. A second chumrah is to make sure that the salt dish over here should not be used for milchix and fleishix. The tendency is to take, let's say, something, dip it inside the salt dish, some shamanus stays behind inside the dish over here. To do that to meat, you want to put your cheese afterwards, or your bread afterwards, you get some of the fleishix on top of the bread, on top of the cheese over here. Now, built upon this is one that's called salt shaker. That means it's not a case of a salt dish, there are a salt shaker. This one come out. We deal in the courts, what to have one soul shaker. However, in the house that can be controllable, you sell Gudashim, and people should have two different soul shakers, maybe three different soul shakers. Again, you go to the store, the standard soul shakers they sell. There's a red top, there's a blue top, there's a white top, and now you know why. One's powerful, one's milk, and one's fleshics. Come look at the Kashuba, it's also Mr. Kombase, it brings down the idea of being more than enough from a specific thing over here, built upon the shack, all the time, reason why. You went off from your friend over here. The mice say it's more to eat next to him because you're a explainer. The mice say being minded off the specific thing over here. The law is since it's loaded to the inchimney, therefore you cannot have on the table that you're eating over here. I mean, make enough from apples for whatever reason. The law is when you're eating something, you cannot have apples on the table. And if you do, you have to have a case of a heker. Says next to Chubo. However, let's say it comes out that you made hanok against your friend. Even a bosser, or anything, gets your friend not to eat anything that he has, and he's eating bosser, you're eating gruno. So you come over to the Pesach Shuvah and says, now I have a cool over here, because now I'm nechel geder of seinim, so I'm nechel geder of achsanoi. Achsanoi there is a heter. That means you're better than Makhidim. Yeah. Seinim is, again, we have a rush over here, so I'm nechel geder of achsanoi. Before Shirosh, he's getting it from the rush. That means it comes out, the Pesach Shuvah has a cool on the chumah when you get to nether. He has a cool a chumrah, a specific apple of food that you mach on. A cool over here, a boss that can make a neder to get to your friend if you don't like him, have a cool over here. Never get out of tonight. It's interesting, you can be mocked, but yet still together is, says the shackle here, that you bend over taking this plate. So you have to know how much, you know, you don't like the person, but you still take from them. You know, no. I don't know if that works exactly. But you can explain it to a certain way.
What about Stam Soyna? Stam Soyna, but
now... It's also, no, that's also, that's surely also. Can he hear people, Stam Soyna?
No, no, no.
Because the last serve occurs, the loss 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 serve occurs, could not share from your friend, but let's say he's all months away. So if he's on the back, which is Mashal, once you cannot reach to get to it, therefore that's Kain, the idea of Hecker, that also the Mutar according to everybody. He ends off the Mishnah Shuvah Sukkot Dalet with 2 points over here. One, he says the idea was in 6 hours. Is there a Kribble also not, let's say a flesh is not to be sitting next to someone eating milk eggs? He says, Agam there is a Behita, the big down Besak, the Machmer, he goes, big down the Pimbrun, says, it was not Nose upon this. And therefore, if you're a flesh, you can sit next to a person who's eating milk eggs over here. And number two is, big down the Masip and Yavin, a Kiddush over here, that he wants a time upon Sugya Nido. The law is, when you're eating with other people on the table, you do not need a Hecker. Other people definitely get a Hecker. The Chidim point out, you look at the Masa Binyamin, and he gets a Sugi of Nido, he gets a Sugi of Chibor, and with other people on the table, there's no Chibor. Therefore, Yishon Laharbein, how in the world they extend the Masa Binyamin, the Sugi of Basa Macholo. Therefore, because the person will argue on this particular Chibor on site, when there are other people on the table, still in the case of a hacker. Simon Peites, the loss of eating after Basa Gvino, after Gvino Basa, Sifala. First, it came with a bosser, the Gmondaf Kofay Bingzam, from my Ukva, that he was a vinegar, the son of wine, to get to his father. His father, the Maisa, would wait 24 hours before he ate the other man from Bosser Lagrino. Mashaikin, he, Bosser Dosser, who'd love Lino, that's who do not eat, and the Sudah Pita Chlodi, he would eat over here. Now, the question is, what does it mean the Sudah Pita? What is another Sudah? So, the Shap Bingzam, there are two Malach among the Shayyan. One Malach Bingzam is the Ramah Malach, the case of his man. Depends upon time. That means most of Sudah Fito, the idea is from Sudah's Boykir to Sudah's Arab, which comes out to be 6 hours. Why? How? I'm the Movova. The idea from the Rambam, Sudah Fito is the concept of time. Time is Rambam the river for 6 hours. That's how Hashemi, the idea according to Tosfos is not time, but it's being practical. How do you get to another Sudah? What are you going to do? You see like a barrier that's close to that verse. So come along, that we have two Mahals, and what does more mean Sudah Fito? Either means time or is Rambam the river for 6 hours. We have Tosfos' idea of the Rosh. The Siluk of Berach over here. Come with Mechaber, the way of Paskins. First he says, someone eats, whether it's Chayev Oif, says Shach, what in the case of Oif and Chayev, even in the case of that Rabbans over here. The law says you cannot eat afterwards, Gvina, how long? 6 hours. Why 6 hours? That's the Ramam and the Rif. Come with Mechaber further, it says 2 points. Number one, he said, let's say you even wear the Shia 6 hours, but let's say you have Basra Ben Ishnaim. Still, after 6 hours, you have to remove the Basra over here. Adds in the Rabbah, and only have to move the Basra, you have to do a case of La Dacha. Says the Shachal here, La Dacha Dacha, that's Rashita, you have to do a case of Knuch Ve'a Dacha. The Pasha is a case of Ibn Maimid, it's just 9 Yishlotim. Now this halacha, once after 6 hours, you took out the meat, speaks out the Shachal here. In this situation, the person will not now have to wait any more time, even after 1 hour. Once he moves the meat, he does not have to wait any more time over here. The second he says in Machaber over here is that when you choose a child, the law is also you have to wait 6 hours. That means the Machaber has two chumras. Number one, after 6 hours, you have to remove the meat ben shnayim. And number two, when you chew and spit out for a child, also you have to wait 6 hours. Where are the two ideas coming from? Come with the Taz and Shach, they're both bringing down the Torah. Since there are two time over here, there's Rashi and the Rabbah, two reasons why you need 6 hours, and it's not committing each one of the Kula Chumra. According to Rashi, the reason why you have to wait 6 hours is because it's Moshe Tam. The boss that he ate is Moshe, takes out Shuman over here, that's Moshe Tam, even a long time. Therefore, let's say a person chooses and spits it out, it's not inside his stomach, it's not Moshe Tam. Therefore, you do not have to wait. mashing the situation of, let's say, after 6 hours, you would have to wait. According to Rambam, the law over here is, let's say, a bus of Rishon Naim, after 6 hours, the Gemara has a pasuk for it, and the Hamshach Daf Kofei, therefore, after 6 hours, not to the case of bus anymore. Therefore, you would chew over there, according to Rambam, you would have to wait. Mashing the situation when you have bus of Rishon Naim, you would not have to move between the teeth over here. So, come over here, we have a Kula and a Kula in Rashi and Rambam. Balochal, the Mechab wrote out both of them. Then when the Taz and Shach bring down up in the Torah, we're choishim of both Malachim. Aside from the Rambam's vision, aside from Rashi's vision, they would come up to be Machmor. Number one, if you chew your food, you spit it out, you have to wait 6 hours. And number two, even after 6 hours, the Bosa Ben Shnayim, you still have to remove it. Come with Ramon, he said like, we shall have him over here. Number one, he says, the Halacha is, Yesh Ermim, Taisha Shito, Silik, Barach, Hamaisa, Sanof, Adek, Nof, Adachom. Number two, he says, the Binigar Poshet, up to the Issevet, Oruch, the Maisa, to wait 1 hour. Number three, those who are didactic and to wait 6 hours, the Chin Nochan Lassis. That means that those who say, Silik, Barach, the Binig is 1 hour, and Nochan Lassis is 6 hours. Now, come over here, first, we'll go back to the case of 1 hour, the Binigar Poshet. In this halacha of Binigar Poshet, the idea over here speaks out the Ramon, where he says that even after 1 hour, it's still a mice you have to bench. That means in 1 hour, you have this man over here, but once you need silica berg, you have to count on the bench. That means he says, when you bench after hour, before hour, does not make a difference. You have to bench over here. Number two, he says, after the 1 hour, also it's still a mice you have to meet the bosser, bench nine over here. Number three, he gets involved with, can a person bench on a condition to go in kibino? It's a bruch, shein, svicho. So the mice up the mice you should not be able to. Have the ill is not nozzle. The mice person, it sounds like they're being makel. Come on, the town says, why be makel? Mice the person should be machmer. Because the tshuva does bring down from the not to make a machal against people who mice are makel. So first, come on, the town says, from base, it brings down, why is the world, the idea of 1 hour coming from? We know it's either practicality, it's either kabaria, we know 6 hours. It says, why? It's not a figure of pshara. One says 6 hours, one says, right away, if you make it pshara, 1 hour over here, if knows that means over here. That's not Hashem, you look at the grain over here, he said, it's building upon the sin of the Zohar that says Shaita Chodo. Come with Mashal and says, the look over here is you have to bench. He said, benching led off 1 hour, even 5 hours, 10 hours, you always have to bench. Without benching, everything means you cannot eat, you always have to do Silika Berach. That's what the Shach also brings out, Kerek brings out for Mokhavam, you always need Silika Berach. Questions are also in the case of time of 1 hour and 6 hours. Maisel. Come with the Taz and the Shach that bring down the Gate of Neitero, the words of Taz is, William Limchish Ligger. Neitero the Maisel make a machol against them and tell me you have to wait 6 hours. The Shach brings down the Lashon Mashal a little bit nice over here, that Swoy lasts anyone who's Reach HaTero. So at the end of the day, we have the idea of 6 hours, that's enough and last Amor, and Neitero either yell at them, or something you should go do that, it's Reach HaTero. Maisel as Swam is Manenim bring down, Chot Bazodim, Chot that we didn't, the idea of our Tidish Mitzvah Simechim didn't get of net over here, we have to wait 6 hours. No, not anymore Nechel to get of Roy nice. That's what we do over here. Anyone who goes against this idea of 6 hours is Mivatim to get of the ice over here, the figure of net over here. We have to wait 6 hours. Now, once you wait, the idea of 1 hour, we get the case of when a person does wait 1 hour, do you need a case of Knuach Badacha? The Kabbalah of the Taz and Maisa, he brings down that you do need a case of Knuach Badachal. Ram the Shach disagrees and wants Taina, once you wait 1 hour, you do not need a case of Knuach Badachal. Speaks of the Shach, we're saying the halacha here is once a person awaits, he needs Birch Hamozin and Sikil Berach, but let's say he does not wash. There is no Silika Berach over here. There's no Birch Hamozin. So the Shach, Lab Dako, Birch Hamozin, any Bracha Choyno. The Swam speak out, let's say you ate less than a share. There's no Bracha Choyno. The Swam say together is, whenever Messiah does, but the bracha we show you is not chal upon anymore where you can eat afterwards over here. Kalum Kiveger and wants some dike in the Ramah. What I know for the local here is that the Sviyishim Daku to wait 6 hours, Achachilas Bosser, Bino, Chenoch and Lassis. Why is it Achachilas Bosser? He wants to maintain it in the Ramah. Let's say a person came home and chews food. Came in just to expect you to make your makel and not wait 6 hours. Only 1 hour. Why, according to Rashi, when you chew your food and spit out, it's not much of time, it's water. According to Tosfos, even if you want to go to Rambam's Mala, according to Tosfos, the sugya is Silika Berach. So once we have Tosfos as Silika Berach, once we have Rashi says it's chewed and spit out, the halacha is even the Nochan Lassis, we machmer, is only when you ate it and swallowed it, but not when you spit it out of here. Nicely, we point out Chavura, the Chor, the Pesach Tshuva, and the numerous rice that we do not seem to go with this idea that when we have one Mala, you can't make the law after 1 hour. Pesach Tshuva brings down, the person has a kashrus sheish b'shuma, and he chooses it over here. He spits it out. So he spits out all the perushim, Rashi and the Rambam. The law says you would not have to wait 6 hours. It's not mashik tam. It's not mashik mishnayim. How to mak mishum loyplug loyfit skeder? That's what we go to over here. So from Kirag, he said, you only have one of the reasons of what we only have the Rambam's reason of mashik mishnayim. Let's be makel. Come the peskachuva the pre godim. The minigin of the Maestro, when you have none of the reasons to be machmer. The Pashas coming along the Peskachu said the minigin of the Maestro to be machmer, even have none of the reasons. And we pointed out also, Kirek and Sif Kimmel, we said to be machmer in the case of Tavshol, after Tavshol, also be machmer none of the reasons. And maybe he's going only in the Ramos world, but not Allah Fahim going like the Marshal. So we come along the Khuru, you have neither one of the reasons to be machmer wait 6 hours. He said, this idea of 6 hours, you know, listen to Achonim, the crazy place, if you're going to have the Zodim, Kansi Bela, not that for Shos Manius, it means Mamish, 6 hours Kapashtis. That's the meaning over here. Now, why do you have to go to the Loch and the Gate to 1 hour? You come to the Piskachuba and be examined for some safer, that someone was a Chayl over here, and the doctor said you have to go drink Mechalov. Now, Mechalov, you know already, in some pain sign, is only Dindra Abonim. The Loch is, you only have to wait 1 hour, and after you do a bare Fasilek, then a person can go drink the Mechalov. And the Chacham point out the kimt over there was mechalov. The way the Chacham Lozanim examined even cholamamish. First the chayla, go back to the migah poshut. Then the minigah of the isra the earth. Meis to wait 1 hour. Therefore, built upon this peskachuva of some say the Chacham Lozanim, there have been numerous cases where a person mizmanzeh waits 1 hour. For example, someone's a ruberes. The doctor says she needs milk or she has a craving. Meis to dechel gedavu kras chayla here. Therefore, after 1 hour, usil kuberech she can be mechalov here with b'chor kuzachadocha according to Taz Nadashach. So you negate him in that case, doctor says for milk, she has to drink milk. After 1 hour, also can be mekel. Negate a case of a cotton, hainu bisei, la peshim say, also after 1 hour, the sorry if you can't be mekel, also have no hat on a chanukah child. Negate again to any type of chelus, a chelus sas, doctor says, you mekel, we had to get him 1 hour. Again, the club over here, with our loch, the minig of poshim, we'll be down, avoiding 1 hour. Now, there are certain times, well, even less than an hour. The mice is coming down, certainly 1 hour. And sometimes you real fail, you maybe even less than 1 hour. Zippes is a case that after Gvina. Gvina forshik more that prepared Gvina from Chizdar. The law is after a person has Gvina, you'll not eat Bosar. That's not a problem. Build upon this halacha, come with the Chabad says, you want to eat Bosar here, you have 3 halachas. Number 1, Til Sadayim. Number 2, a case of Kinuach. And number 3, Adokho. How do you find each case over here? So number 1, again, Til Sadayim. Says the Mechaber, the law is you should check into your hands over here, see that any gvina stuck to your hands. And at night, you cannot check in the hands, you have to go wash your hands. That means you can't see your washing hands. Speaks out of the Shach, first the Kula, then the Chumro. So the get to night, you can't, Mechaber says to wash your hands. He says, however, you have a Ner Yafan of Uko, until you have electricity. So you can mind to your hands, the mice, that's enough. At Sashani, he brings down the Torah of Hashem by the parents, the mice, even during the day, a person should go wash their hands. Why? Because maybe he has some lachlufas upon his hand, some gvina stuff upon it, lavadaitai, and therefore being down, the achorim, the minig is always to wash your hands. Now when it comes out that he's first wanted to make even at night with a good candle, he ends off, the mice should always be machman, always wash your hands, always wash your hands. Now once you wash your hands, how do you do it? Shach says two chumas over here. Number 1, wash your hands, also dry them afterwards. And number 2 is a daf gula, other mashkin, he brings them a shati mekel. Maishi said the chesh of the raivet, to have a case over here to be machmer. Now, though England is a little bit lax, it seems to be washing the hands. The card may be getting fouled from the piskachu, for example, chodosh, where I use the utensils today. However, it goes up further, people go, still, nothing to be machmer, there is no time to go wash the hands. That means practically, this man is there, what a person should go do is wash the hands after a case of here, bino, a case of leishiks.
People don't even know what I'm saying. That's not about payroll. That's exactly people. When you sign food, people sign these people in. They use cutlery.
That's the case. Again, I was using a cutlery, that's the kumim or utensils. My Supreme Court says, not a lot. In my tariff. I know some people say it's a tariff to get up and wash your hands. I'm not sure what he meant, tariff meant to get up and wash your hands. He tariff meant to go to the well, to go get a bucket to go wash your hands. That might be tariff. But to go to the sink to say to get a tariff, I don't think that's what it means over here. Again, I've heard people say those words. And I said, in what song? Fine. A second thing over here, the third idea is the knech pip, to wipe out your mouth. You have to wipe out your mouth. The Gemara comes out at least from Maskono. is number one, you use everything except the kimcha, flour. The words of the shach is not lavdafka, barley flour, but all flours you should not use. Second is tamar, that's the case of a date. Vyoka is the case of green vegetables. What's the reason? Because the mice, they stick to you, they don't actually have things very well. Now, speaking of the shach here, I'll say that on again, there's no chilek of the order is, whether it kinuach before adafka or afterwards. Now, this idea, of course, contributes down to you, when you do a case of kinuach, the bread that you eat over here, you have to swallow. So you bring up pre-toyer, or a chavik kodesh, the mice have to swallow. The ends of mice not make much of a difference. Either way, so eat the thing and swallow the wear. This is true, does end off, so come on, the love doctor with these things, but even sharp areas, mice in the category of kinuach. Third thing over here is the case of yediach piv, means to rinse animal's mouth of beer, or the case of mari or yayin. Speaks again, the shaf of beer, to not make a difference what the order over here is, whether it's the case of kinuach or doctor, either order the mice to decide here. Maybe the reason why the Eidim is being made not doing Kinuach or Dachla until Sadayim is because Kamal Machabo here. He says, this whole time I looked at that by a case of Boss of Rahimo, Bechayo, and why that got Chayo, it's a Drabonon, Shach speaks out as Chayo, looks like a case of Behemo, I'm not even sure what exactly a Chayo is and what a Behemo is, how much difference what type of mean over here is, so Machman Chayo and Behemo. But everyone knows the difference over here. The Gemara speaks out Bapi Kurin, the Gemara brings out the Mike that ate a Bapi Kurin, they did not need Kinuach or Dachla. It could be that Ulam seems to be very lax, in numerous times, what are eating fleisch is chicken. So, since we're getting from the case of Vina, the case of chicken, maybe there's no dinner Kinuach Badocho. However, you have to know there is a Ramah over here. The Mavuch was a Muslim Maskon, he's come to argue now. About the Shulchan, the Luz Rachel will stand, at the end of the day, to be Machmir, even a case of leading to chicken. Well, they say that's not Shalom Ramah over here. So, the last one we've now to be Machmir, even a case of chicken, those will argue, at least that's the Limus Chos, why the Ulam seems to be a little lax in the idea of Kinuach Badocho. Mamshu them over here and says those will be machmer in the case of after gvina, meaning all gvina to the case of boss over here. And he goes on further and says, second statement, the difference between machmer and gvina kosher, a hard cheese over here, not to eat after even a case of boss, or like a case of boss. Now, over here, again, we have a chum of gvina kosher. There seem to be two machlokes in Taz and Shach, how to send this chum over here. Number one, how long to be machmer after gvina kosher? The way the Taz brings down to be machmer waits 6 hours. Well, the shopping is out to be machmer, he says to be machmer only 1 hour. That's number one. Number two, why to be machmer? It's machmer like a thousand shach. When the shach, the Taz brings down, he says, if you're worrying about the idea of Basel Ben Shnayim, the Rambam is the reason over here. According to the Rambam, we have a Pasuk of Basel Ben Shnayim. By Kvina, we do not have a Pasuk. If we're not being machmer, it's not a Sugah of Basel Ben Shnayim. So why being machmer for? Only it's not a Sugah of being Moshe Kam Rashi's reason. Has been Moshe Kam over here, because either you have cheese that have worms on top of it, or a mother bekevo. Now, what does it mean with worms on top of it, be the people golden? It's either a case over here, they took off the worms afterwards, and you ate the cheese that's very spicy, or you even ate the worms over here. How are you able to eat the worms without the sugar plums and pedalin? It's not shared to shard sell or it's not to the sugar why it's smoked to go eat the worms. But it's a food, it's something to think about. But over here, the mice have a reason why you make worms on Moshe Kam. I said, Hashem, the word for the shach that people point out sounds like it's coming from the other avenue. Echnami worrying about what? The boss of Ben Shinayim. Because his words are there, the after 6 months, it's considered hard over here. Being a kosher, you think that's hard over here. But it's kosher, that's what happens, gets stuck between your teeth. That means, again, we have two reasons why the Machman Bosser, the Moshe Tam, or Boss of Ben Shinayim, it sounds like the Taz went one reason, and the shach went the other reason. Taz went as Moshe Tam, some shop over here. And when the shach went over here, we said Basel Ben Shnayim. The swung myself took on both reasons, and also they came along between Machma 6 hours, not 1 hour of the shach over here. Meister goes on further, and in the shach exam, if it is Mashal, that those will be Machma, and Nichol get a minus. Meister not be Muchach. Meister, we are Machma, and the Shavuot exam, the same Tovsak Dalet, meaning Christ already is after Gvina Kosher, to wait 6 hours. Again, you have to realize, it's enough and lasted 6 hours by after Bosser, and he has a three lachmer. Three lachmer built upon the noch and lasted. And the day, many Christ of this man is there. Number one, we're machmer on after Bosser, 6 hours. Number two, even after Gvina Kosher, we're machmer 6 hours over here. Now, in Chabura, gave a hard time those who are being machmer to wait after their pizza 6 hours. Where the counterfeit was the car, we had a list of reasons, 13 reasons, why anyone's being machmer, maybe in the category of Minas or the Marshal. Just to ask a question, point out, the pizza cheese, is that mother bekevo? Is it mother bekevo? You put rennet inside. Is it strong? The words of the Taz over here is two things. Vida mutulas, or yeah, mother bekevo. All our cheeses are mother bekevo. Kor, it sounds like, no? Has merit. What's the mother became to mean? The catalyst becomes very slithered. It comes not from the real cave, it came from the granite, it comes from other things, but again, it's the same idea of a mother became. It has a koyach for a mother became. Same koyach. So if so, come up with Boston and says, what does a mother became to mean? What does it mean the Taz? The Bibma Vuchim, when the Taz says the words, how do you throw it in? Where do you get it from? The word that Chassam Shevi says, Ein lach v'kal blink toyim. It's a mistake of what the Taz is saying. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he does bring it down. Other Chassam do bring it down. And the question, what is the Hamad Bekeva? It means it's Moshech Tam. Why is Hamad Bekeva Moshech Tam? What does that do with anything? So some want to say Hamad Bekeva means if it's kosher, it means the other Mahalach means Basim and Shnayim. It doesn't go that way. Oh, so what does that mean? Is it Moshech Tam? Where did it come from? There's no Makor from that except from the Taz and onwards. Look at the Chassam Shevi, I think you have on the page over here. He doesn't know where it comes from. But Vosan, everyone discussing pizza, the Ashish Shuba discussing Moshe Tav, and it gets a lot of being sharp. Vosan says, our cheese is a mother became. He goes back and forth, doesn't really come out that way, he's not clear. So also Vosan says, not that clear. But that's just the clue they said, which we must for. I still think there's La Locha, a person can be made on hard cheeses, not hard cheeses, on yellow cheeses. Sef Kimmel over here, the case of Tafshul. I mean, you have Gemara that's very clear that you need a case of Zil Sadaim, sometimes the case of Rishus, sometimes the case of Chayvon. The question was, I mean, place of two different Pshotim, Dachko Fehim and Beis. That's the two Pshotim over here, the Mechaba verse Namo. Mechaba first brings down the case of one eat from one Tafshul to another Tafshul. When the Tafshul bustle, the Tafshul Gvino, or vice versa, the loch is you can eat it, and the Tila in between is the only case of Rishus. Kamel Ramo and says, no, the Tila in between is the case over here of a Chayvon, of Mahalcha Taishus. Second thing, Kamal Muhammad says, but let's say you have a ba'en. You want a kvino after a tashul of basar, or vice versa, you want a basar after a tashul of kvino, then the loch is you can eat one after another, but the tila of your hands is a chayv to go wash your hands over here. Now, first, what is the definition of a case of a tashul? It speaks out the Ramo. He says, a case of a shumashal basar, that's basar atzmoy. Speaks out the Taz and Shach, even if the shum is not lav dafka basar behemer, even the word of Shach is basar oif, a case of a bird. But the words of Taz, the Shum Navaz, case of a goose over here, nich in the category of Bosa Atzmoy. Goes on the Taz, he says, but let's say you have a case of soup over here, and you have the liquid that comes out. He says over here, then the liquid, if it's solid, nich in the category of only a case of a tafshul. If it's thick, he says to be machmer. Now look at the Makar, why to machmer? It's a basis from the Orchas Chaim, because it says it's very thick, you cannot see inside the soup, the pieces of meat inside. But you know that no piece of the meat over here was drained. It cannot be even thick over here. Would not be a problem over here of the situation of get a basa mamish. That means all soups, at least in the ending of the Taz over here, is coming along that's saying there's no chumrah of a case of basa, different category of a tafshul. That means again, a tafshul, the case over here of a chulant, take the potato out. That is a tafshul of basa. And you have, let's say, an egg can be cooked with cheese. You take the cheese away from the egg is a tafshul gvino. Now, on this halacha, Kamal Gemara says it's true that the Gemara is coming out, at least the Machab is saying, from a tafshul to be'en, the halacha is you only have a chiyuv netila. However, the minig ma'aseh b'zman hazeh, he says, is after a tafshul of basar, the halacha is go ikvino, the be'en over here, the halacha is to wait 6 hours, like after basar itself, vein l'shanais l'furz keder, to argue the point. Kamal Gemara Eger, and he says a third idea over here. He quotes a minchas Yaakov, the mashal, that even one tafshul to another tafshul, the halacha is also the minhag is to wait over here 6 hours. That means that three sheets over here. We have the mechaber that says after tashlul basar you want ikvino, only wash your hands. According to the Rambam, says after tashlul basar it's ikvino. He says over there the halacha is to wait 6 hours. From a tashlul basar to tashlul ikvino, you can go. That's enough. You do not have to go wait at all. Kemalum the minhag is after tashlul basar, whether the ikvino itself or tashlul ikvino, the ma'aser we wait 6 hours. Kamal Ramon, he says, this halacha is only eating the be'en. But let's say a person came along and he has this pot over here that he cooked, let's say, spaghetti inside, and he ate the spaghetti that's from a pot that's, let's say, fleishik. The halacha is, you can eat it afterwards, kvino. In fact, the shach, according to your test, the ma'isa, what is the case over here? It's called not bar not. That means you have a pot over here that cooks fleishik's meat inside. You cook the meat out, you now cook inside this pot spaghetti. 5 hours later, take the spaghetti, and let's say kvino fell inside, can even eat it together with the gvino. So why are the rules saying the loch over here is by not to eat afterwards gvino, even together you let it go eat over here, the spaghetti over here. That's the kasher. Kamul L'shachan says, the chiddush awesome la locho. Therefore, the case over here is where you have this pot,
you took out the meat, you cleaned up, and not that well, there's excess mamosh, just a little bit left behind over there. In that situation, you want to eat the spaghetti. That's a mamosh, the meat inside with gvina, you can't. You're not allowed to. However, to wait 6 hours, you don't have to. You're not fleishik. You can eat gvina after you make a bracha. No problem there. What is the kimto of the shach? Because she brings down those who want to say maybe you have a case of shishim. So it can't be a case of shishim. If it's shishim, again, you can eat a case of gvina over here. It's bottle. Elamai is a case of not shishim. It does bring down in the brackets as a base lachm Yehuda says the strange shabbos is because you're not magrish tam, you don't taste the taste of the bus over here. Kamum kiveger, he says another taste of the shach's kasher. You want to say that again? The shach's kasher is why come go tell me Ramo the case is not panat after you eat spaghetti from flesh kapat the loch is afterwards you have vino even with gvina's motor. He said there must be another taste. He says is in the pot you cooked an onion. Dava charif. Look at when you have a dava charif inside a pot, it's mashle l'shvach, and you get him one in this time, one knot. And over there, this onion in the pot, a vada cannot eat with milchiks. But once you eat this onion in this pot, the look is afterwards, you can have milchiks. That means it's very important you said you see the kivagir, that tam, even one tam, does not make you fleishiks. You studied, built upon, and no one argues this point. Person ate fleishiks at tam, that means he came along and ate an onion that's one knot. You do not have to wait 6 hours. Now, let's say for carrot, let's say a person who is fleishiks, and he wants to eat an onion cooked with that is cooked in the milk in a pot, or cut with a milk and knife over here. There's a prim godim the hilchos shvuos says to be machmer, and chura the shvuos lachalik very simple. The reason why it can be by a case of to make you fleishiks is either moishik tam or basar minishnayim. By a case of onion that's fleishiks, it's neither one, not moishik tam, not basar minishnayim. Well, I mean, mach before. That's what you're saying to your mekel. But the other way around, you already are fleishiks, and you already have in your mouth moishik tam or basar minishnayim, and to eat an onion that is milchiks. In essence, what are you doing? Take a milk and onion and you're putting basar on top, of eating it together. Now, that you can't do. You can't eat it biyachad. Therefore, we're only machmir one way, not the other way. So, but tam never makes you fleishiks. Once you're fleishiks, you cannot eat one tam, but not banal meister paisk ma mekel. Kamal Ramon, he says, this halacha that we're going to have after Tashul, we know the case of boss over here, the halacha is you have to go wash your hands. Now he says, even if you want to go from one Tashul to another Tashul, now this halacha speaks of the shach is even worse than the case of Sibbeis over here, because in Sibbeis, the halacha is by during the day, a person go check his hands. Over here it says, even during the day, you cannot check your hands. Why? Because it sticks your hands a little bit more, and therefore, it's been more machmor on Sib Gimel over Sibbeis, that you have a person has to go wash his hands. We're moving down further and says that the halacha is the geta only person eating it. The geta shamish, the one serving it, since he's only over here, not only touching the food and not eating it, not need to go wash his hands. Shach says why? The only reason why you have to go wash your hands because the food sticks to your hand. So what's the chilik whether you're the shamish, the one eating it, then the day you touch the food to your hand, and therefore a person has to go wash his hands. Sivdal, the kamal, the machaber, it brings down three more hakokis, building upon one concept over here. We get a look at the beginning of Siman Sadi Aleph next month. It starts off over there when Gvina touches Basar. One touches another. The look is you cannot eat the Gvina or the Basar. Because when they touch each other, little particles and pieces go one to another. Therefore, to go eat it, you have to do a case of either Greira, Shifshuf, wash off very well, scrape it to make sure that the particles one went to another, mice did not stick, and therefore you're not eating the other men. And we're very worried about the little particles over here. Things that stick one to another, things that stick one, go one to another. Building upon that, come along, we have three halachas over here, three halachas. Number one, come along, the Mechaber says, when a person eats on the table, let's say he's eating over here, fleishiks, he wants to eat afterwards with it, milchiks, the bread on the table, since he has his hands a little bit sticky from the meat, he touches the bread over here, some of the bread over here gets the perum, that the fleishiks, or vice versa. Therefore, the pure pas that's eaten by fleishik meal, do not have by milk meal. Building upon that is why the Maisa on Shavuos, we have milchiks, we spoke out of the Amor and Simsak Dalet, and we have to have two different paths, Ayin Shom. Second thing, speaks out the Mechaber, build upon the idea of these little things that stick one to another, who are in the mapo, the tablecloth, also have the same problem. Put meat on the tablecloth, take away the meat, some prune will stick over here to the tablecloth, put cheese there, or get the bosa, stick the gavine over here. Now the Pesach Shavuos speaks out from that vase that was dafka in those days, that they ate straight on the table. Today that we have plates, we don't eat straight on the table, or those who don't eat on the table and have plates, they will not have this chum over here, switching mappas. Maisa, they said, therefore, what are you going to do? He says you can flip over the table. He said, there's a mini cavitative mappa to flip over the table. And the Maisa should not be a problem. This man is there, the Anogi is Maisa. At the end of the day, we always have a different mappa, even though we have plates over here. A third Chumma built upon the same idea, the Gate of Sugi Vasakin. A person has a knife, he cuts fleishiks. He wants to afterwards take the same knife and cut milchiks. There's some filament that stays upon the knife. Some pirum stays upon the knife, sticks there. You want to cut afterwards kvino, you have a bayah. Or vice versa, you cut kvino, some filament stays atop of the knife, you want to cut fleishik, you have a problem. Loy oid, if you have fleishik and knife that wants to cut pasta over here to eat with milchiks, or vice versa, you'll have the same problem. So we have a chum over here, number one, the gate to shura pas. We have a chum number two, negate the mapa, tablecloth. We have a chum negate the case of sakin, again, not to cut all the min, and not to cut the case of a pas. Come the Ramon speaks out. However, the geta and the itzel, that means taking a knife, putting it on the ground, 10 different places, a place that's hard but not so hard, to cleanse the knife, maisha should be mutter. However, kvar nagu klal yisol, to have two different sakinim, the swam say is mazeh, even three sakinim, and the one that we make a ration palm to make a simen over here is dafka, the milchikah one. And therefore, that's the English shas for the minig, have a mark on the milchikah one, and the swam speak out, you have two different sets, that's different the category of being a heck over here, as if you have a mark over here. So again, we have a mini klai sol maisa, not to be semich on the itza, and to have two sets of knives, two sets of silverware. Now the question over here, come on the time of Shachta, discussing that number one, we have a Ramah that says that the itza helps for something, and do not do it because of the mini klai sol. That means what was before the minig, what's after the minig. What's the itza helping for, and what we're saying do not go do it for. They point out, the Achonim, it's Macholik Taz and Shach, the Kulis Kesef writes, I'm coming to argue the Taz over here. The way how the Taz first says over, what is Ne'itza helping for? He said, Ne'itza is coming to help you to go take a fleshka knife, that's fleshiks, and to cut kvina afterwards, to cut cheese. Ne'get to cut lechem, do not need Ne'itza. What to go do? Just wipe down the knife, and the mice, that's enough. After the minig, the Kamal says, what's halacha? Timachbar, and not do Ne'itza, and always have two knives over here. And therefore, once a person does Ne'itza, it will not help the case of cutting cheese. However, even after the minig, you want to wipe down your knife to cut lechem, the mice not smutter. That's a taz. That means before the minig, we're coming to say Ne'itza for the cheese. After the minig, we machmed no Ne'itza for the cheese. But cutting the lechem, the fleshka knife, or milchiks, smutter, just wipe down the knife. No problem. Come to Shachem, the mice disagrees. He said the case of Ne'itza is for what? The case of the pas. You want to take your fleshka knife and cut your pas over here to go with gvino. That's where before the minig was to be mekel. And after the minig, we come to say, Nisa will not help for the case over here of pas, less m'shaschak, you know the other option, then go over here to go do Ne'itza to the knife over here. He said, negate to do Ne'itza for Gvino, the Levite said that never was after. The Levite was always also. That means negate Ne'itza for Gvino, the Shach never held his mutter. The Taz said that was before the minig. After the minig, the Taz agreed. Negate to pas, the halacha is negate to the Shach, can make all the Ne'itza afterwards, maybe even wiping it down. But the Taz says, you can always wipe it down. Kvenka gets involved with, what is the lump over here in the Taz, the basis, the Genval, the Sugi of Naparnak? Naparnak means Blias to Blias. Who over here, he points out, we're not discussing the idea of Blias to Blias. Discussing little Shamnunis on top of it, the filament over here. Therefore, he says, doesn't tell what to do with Naparnak. And he says, the Chush, we have a problem that one will say wiping it down well works. Maisa, how do you wipe something down that's some filament on top of it? Then we end up Sarachin, what is the one in the Taz over here? Fine. That's then the Simpe Tess. We have another couple days Chazara. Tess be Bez Hashem on Kitoiv Kitoiv. We have Shlishi over here, double Kitoiv over here. What better discuss on for Yom Din to Chazara, acquire a couple of Simon over here, and have Slaughter Apple.
Oh, yeah. You know, a regular lady has skipped his hours also.